The last book of the New Testament, book of Revelation, chapter 1. This is the Sulu Tintan. Verse 9 to the end of the chapter.
四节节到七章的最后一节.
A very precious word of the Lord.
这是主宝贵的话语.
We will read it slowly.
我们慢慢的读.
And after this, we'll hand the meeting to Brother Stephen Tong.
然后我们就把机会交给我们的张弟兄.
Book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 9.
启示录一章九节.
I, John, wrote your brother and companion in tribulation in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, but on the island that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄, 和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份, 为神的道并为主耶稣做了见证, 神在那名叫巴摩的海岛上。
I was in the Spirit, and the Lord said, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet.
当主日我被圣灵感动, 听见在我后面有大声音如吹号说,
saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and what you see write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, in Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and the Laodicea.
你所看见的章写在书上，达以以斯所是美娜加贝加摩菲亚菲拉撒迪菲拉底菲老底加那七个教会。
That's well. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands.
我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话。一转过来就看见七个金灯台。
In the midst of the seven lampstands, one, that the Son of Man, clothed is summoned down the street, girded about the chest of golden bands.
灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，是垂到脚，中间是个金带。
His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes as a flame of fire.
他的头与发洁白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰。
His feet were like fine brass, as if refined and burnished, and his voice the sound of many waters.
脚好像如同锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。
He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth ran a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in his hand.
他右手拿着披星，从他手中出来的一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。
When I saw him, I fell at his feet as he did. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, "Speak unto me. Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last."
我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说：“不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的。”
I am he who lives, was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the key of Hades and of death.
又是那存活的。 我曾死过，现在又活了，是活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, the things which will take place after this.
所以你要把所看见的和现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。
Verse 20. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches.
论到你所看见到我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
With the Lord at his blessing, to the reading of his word is given.
但愿主这个时候就是他的话语。
杨继承现在要来分享神的话。我们首先做一个祷告。 Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
We do praise and thank thee for giving us another opportunity.
我们要感谢赞美你赐给我们另外一个机会
That we may meet together in the name of thy beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
直到我们奉告你儿子爱子耶稣基督我们的主的名字聚集在一起
We want to thank thee for thy precious word.
我们感谢你宝贵的话语
Now we look for thy Holy Spirit.To quicken thy word to our heart.
我们现在也仰望圣灵，能够知道你的话语复苏到我们心里。
That we may not only read thy word, but we may hear thy voice.
让我们不光读你的话，也听见你的声音。
We do submit ourselves to thee.
我们把自己降服在你面前。
And trust thy Holy Spirit to do the work.
并且依靠圣灵能够动工
and it is all for the glory of God the Father.
一切都是为着父神的荣耀。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
这个是在圣经 in the book of Hebrews.
在希伯来书有这么写。
Yet one.Not only the earth was shaken, but the earth and the heaven will be shaken.
再一次，不光地要震动，就是天地也要震动。
That which is created will all be shaken away.
凡被造的都要被震去。
Only that which cannot be shaken will remain.
只有不被震去的。才会留存
Now brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹
We are living in a day of great shaking
我们乃是住在大震动的时代
We find that everything that is created is being shaken
我们看见所有被造的都被震动
All that belongs to the old creation will be shaken off
那些属于旧造的都要被震去
Only that which is of the new creation.
只有新造的。
Only that which is of Christ.
只有属基督的。
That will remain forever.
才会永远长存。
So when we are living in such a day of shaking.
所以我们住在这个大震动的时候。
It is very essential for us to have the heavenly vision.
我们就很基本的很重要的要有这个天上的意象
Because without that heavenly vision
因为没有那个天上来的意象
We will not be able to distinguish what is of the old creation and what is of the new creation
没有属天的意象我们就不能够分别什么是旧造什么是属于新造
We will not be able to see whatcan be shaken and what cannot be shaken
我们也不能看见什么是会被震动什么不会被震动
and without that heavenly vision
没有那个所见的意象
we will not be able to let go that which can be shaken
我们就不能不会把要被震动的放掉
and lay hold upon that which cannot be shaken
而把那不能震动的持守住
and without the heavenly vision
没有属天的意象
We will not have the strength to press on towards the goal
我们也没有力量来努力向前
It is therefore of extreme importance
所以这是非常重要
That we catch the heavenly vision
我们要抓住那个属天的意象
And also be obedient to it
然后并且要顺从它
So that is the burden that we have during these few evenings.
所以这个几个晚上我们就是有这样的负担。
We talk about the vision given to the Apostle Peter.
我们讲到这个保罗啊彼得所得的意象。
And we also share about the vision given to Paul.
我们也交通到给保罗的意象。
And this evening we would like to share together on the vision given to John the Apostle.
今天晚上我们要来交通的就是给约翰的意象。
Now, even though we find that There are three different visions given to three different apostles.
虽然三个使徒得到不同的意象，
and yet we see that the vision is one.
但他们的意象却是合一的。
Because all these visions are part and stages of the same heavenly vision.
因为这些意象都是一个同样的意象的一部分跟一个阶段。
Peter lays the foundation.
彼得是放下根基。
And Paul builds upon that foundation.
保罗在根基上建造。
And John brings it to consummation.
然后约翰就把它成全起来。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
I do look to the Lord,
我也仰望我们的主，
that we all will catch the vision given to Peter.
我们能够抓住给彼得的意象，
that we may see by revelation from the Heavenly Father.
我们能够接受从天父给我们的意象，
that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
看到耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And by confessing him as such,
并且这样的向他承认，
We become living stones.
我们就成为活士。
And our Lord Jesus said,
我们主耶稣说，
On this rock I will build my church.
在这个磐石上我要建造我的教会。
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权势权柄不能胜过它。
Then we find in the following chapter of Matthew.
然后我们看到那个马太的下面那一章，
that is Matthew chapter 17.
就是十七章。
How our Lord brought Peter, John, and James to the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们的主带彼得、雅各、约翰上变化山。
And there, Peter was given a vision of the kingdom of God.
那边彼得就得到一个国度。神国度的意象，
because the kingdom of God is that Christ is the king.
因为神的国度里面基督乃是作王。
And our responsibility is there to hear him.
我们的本分就是要听他。
In the kingdom of God, our Lord Jesus is supreme.
在神国，我们的主是最高的。
Moses and Elijah are not his equals.
摩西、以利亚不能跟他同等。
It is the will of God that we see no one but Jesus only.
乃是神的旨意，叫我们不见一人，只见耶稣。
That is the kingdom of God.
这就是神的国度。
Brothers and sisters, do we see our Lord Jesus as the supreme sovereign?
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有看到我们的主耶稣乃是最高的？
Have we submitted ourselves to him completely?
我们有没有完全对他降服？
Are we here just to hear him?
我们在这里是不是只光听他？
And do we see no one but Jesus only?
我们是不是只不见一人，只见耶稣？
It is that vision of the kingdom.
这就是国度那一个意象。
That builds the church.
来建造教会。
And it is with the building of the church, the kingdom is brought from heaven upon this earth.
就是建造教会，就使到天国从天上被带到地上。
And then finally we find the Lord continue to reveal to Peter.
然后我们看到，最后看到主基督启示彼得。
That the church in its initial stage is just like a white sheet.
教会在开始的时候就好像是一块白布。
It is high on four corners.
乃是四座四个角。
And it descended out of heaven upon the earth.
从天上垂到地上来。
And in that white sheet are all kinds of prophets and creeping things and fowls of the air.
在这块白布里面有各样四处的走兽和飞这个昆虫。
And the word of God to Peter was,
神对彼得说的话，
Why kill and eat?
就是起来宰了吃。
In other words,
换句话说，
Peter was given a vision of what is included in the church of God.
彼得所看到的意象就是这个教会里面包括了什么。
Salvation is from the deep.
这个救恩是从犹太人来。
But salvation is not just for the Jews.
但救恩不光为着犹太人。
That tradition of the Father had to be broken.
这先祖们的传统必须要击破。
Because salvation comes also upon the Gentiles.
因为外邦人也会得救恩。
Before God, both the Jews and the Gentiles are unclean.
在神面前，不论犹太人或者外邦人，都是不洁净。
But what God has cleansed, let no man say it is unclean.
但是神所洁净的，人不可以说是俗物。
And eating in the scripture means fellowshipping.
在圣经里是交通。
In the church of God,
在教会，神的教会
，we receive all who have been received.By the Lord Jesus.
我们就要接纳凡耶稣所接纳的。
Our fellowship is with all God's people.
我们要跟所有神的子民交通。
And this is the vision given to Peter.
这是给彼得得到的意象。
And we will say this lays the foundation of the heavenly vision.
我们也可以说这是属天意象的一个根基。
So may we all see this vision.
但愿我们都看见这个意象。
But that is not the whole.
但这并不是完整的。
Therefore you find the Lord apprehended another man.
所以就看到我们的主抓到另外一个人。
He apprehended Saul, the Pharisee.
他就抓到法利赛人
扫罗。He appeared to him on the road to Damascus.
他在大马色的路上在向他显现。
And there Paul caught the heavenly vision.
那边保罗就看到天上的一象。
In that heavenly vision, he saw a universal man.
他在那边看到一个宇宙的人。
The head is in heaven.
头在天。
Represented by the risen Lord.
就是复活的主所代表的。
And the body covers all the earth.
身体就包括了整个地上
includes all who are believers, the followers of our Lord Jesus.
包括我们的主所有跟随他的人
Jesus is Lord.
主耶稣他是主
He is Lord over all.
他是凡事上的主
And he has a purpose for everyone.
他给每一个人都有他的旨意
We are like ox under yoke.
我们是像这个在二下的牛
and we are to till the ground to do the work of our Heavenly Father.
我们必须去耕种来做父神所给我们做的工
We need to yield ourselves completely to Him and to His will.
我们必须完全把自己交给他和他的旨意
So you find Saul said, Lord, who are you?
所以扫罗就说主啊你是谁
Lord, what shall I do?
我能做什么
Seeing the vision, Saul capitulated to the Lord himself.
看到了一项，扫罗就把自己完全让主来用。
So here you find he saw the universal man.
这边他就看到一个宇宙的人。
And yet you find the vision continued into the city of Damascus.
但是他的一项继续到大马士城。
And there he met a little man.
他看到一个小的人
A man by the name of Ananias.
就是亚拿尼亚
And through Ananias, his eyes were open.
亚拿尼亚使他的眼睛打开
And he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
使他充满了圣灵
He was received into the fellowship of the church local.
他就接受到地方的教会里面
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
This is the vision that Saul Paul saw.
这是保罗看见的意象。
How is the universal church built?
一个宇宙的教会怎样造起来
The universal church is built through the building of the church logo.
乃是地方的教会来建造起来。
This is the way that the Lord will build his church.
这是主来建造他教会的方式
You remember before our Lord went to the cross
你记得我们的主上十字架之前
He said I will build my church upon this rock
他说我要把教会造在这个磐石上
That is to say he's going to build the church
意思就是他将要造这个教会。
And this is the church universal.
这是宇宙性的教会。
It includes all God's people.
包括神所有的子民。
From the first one who believes in the Lord Jesus.
从第一位信耶稣的人。
To the last one who believes in the Lord Jesus.
到最后一位信耶稣的人。
Everywhere upon this globe.
在这环球上每一处
They are all included in this church that the Lord will build
就包括在主要造的教会里面
But how does he build the church?
但他怎么来造
You'll find he builds first in Jerusalem
他首先在耶路撒冷做
And then he continues on to build to Antioch
然后在安提亚他来继续造
And he continues to build the church in Ephesus
在以弗所继续造
and continue to build the church in Rome
在罗马继续造
and he continue to build the church through ages and generations in many different localities
他继续在历史一代在各处来建造
and by the building of the church local
他来接作地方建造地方的教会
he built the church universe
他就造起了一个宇宙教会
So brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊妹
Here you find spiritual things are very practical
这边属灵的事乃是很实际的
The church is not a theory
教会并不是一个理道理
It is not just an ideal
不光是一个理想
You find that the church can be lived out
乃是活出来的
And it is lived out through those brothers and sisters.
乃是借着弟兄姊妹活出来。
Amazing small men and women.
乃可能是渺小的男男女女。
And yet by fellowshipping with one another.
但是彼此交通起来。
Identifying with one another.
彼此认同。
Being one in Christ Jesus.
都是在基督里合而为一
and love one another
彼此相爱
call one another brothers and sisters
互相称呼弟兄姊妹
and that is the way that the church is built
教会就这样的造起来
now this is the heavenly vision given to Paul
这是保罗得到的天上的意象
and thank God to the end
但感谢神到了末了
Paul can testify
保罗能够见证
I was not disobedientTo the heavenly vision.
我没有违背那个天上的意象。
May this be our testimony.
但愿我们也有这样的见证。
But this is not the end yet.
但这也不是结果，末了。
We find that vision is continue on with the vision given to John the Apostle.
这个意象一直继续到给使徒约翰的意象。
The scripture we read in the beginning.
我们开始念的圣经，在开头念的。
That is Revelation chapter 1.
就是启示录第一章。
From verse 1 through, from verse 9 through verse 20.
从九节到二十节。
We call this vision the Patmos vision.
我们说这个意象是拔摩的意象。
Why is it so?
为什么？
Because John the Apostle was exiled to the island of Patmos.
因为使徒约翰乃是到拔摩岛去，退到那边。
We know that the Apostle John was among the first who followed the Lord Jesus.
我们晓得约翰，使徒约翰乃是首先跟随主的。
You remember in John chapter 1?
我们记得约翰第一章里面。
When John the Baptist said, Behold, this is the Lamb of God.
当使徒约翰说，看啊，神的羔羊。
Two of his disciples left him and followed Jesus.
他两个门徒就离开他，去跟随耶稣。
And they would stay with Jesus that night.
他们就跟耶稣同宿一晚。
And one of them was John.
其中一位就是约翰。
And he did not name that disciple.
他没有讲到那个门徒
He named the other one Angel
他讲另外一个天使
安德
烈他讲另外一个是安德烈
But we know that the other one was John himself
我们晓得另外一个就是约翰自己
So John was among the first who followed the Lord Jesus
所以约翰呢是 最早跟随主的其中一位。
And he was one who was closest to the Lord.
他是最亲近主的。
And he was the one who lived the longest among the 12 apostles.
他是在十二门徒中活最长久的一位。
After Paul and Peter were martyred.
保罗、彼得是行道。
And we find that evidently John moved from Jerusalem to Ephesus.
我们晓得约翰是从耶路撒冷住到以弗所去。
So he ministered to the churches in Asia.
所以他在亚细亚一带服事。
Now the Asia is not Asia, the continent.
这个亚细亚不是亚洲。
It is Asia, the Roman province.
乃是属这个罗马管辖的。
It is Asia Minor.
小亚细亚。
And in Asia Minor, there were a number of churches there.
在小亚细亚有好多的教会。
And John, he ministered to these churches while he was stationed in Ephesus.
就是约翰在以弗所的时候就服侍这些教会。
But during the reign of Emperor Domitian,
但是在这个多米森王在家统治的时候
，he was arrested and exiled to Patmos.
他就被抓起来，就流放到巴摩岛。
Now Patmos was a barren, rocky island.
这个巴摩岛是个荒岛，好多石块。
It was in the Aegean Sea.
在这个，它在这个
in the Aegean
Sea.
And most likely he was exiled there to be a slave labor.
他看来他是在那边做这个劳工。
He would work in the mine there.
在那个矿场做工。
He was exiled for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
他乃是为做神的工，为做耶稣基督神的话，耶稣基督的见证才被流放。
Now, if we read it within the context,
如果我们在这个范围里面来读
，probably the word of God there refers to the Old Testament.
那个神的话。可能是讲旧约
and he referred to Moses and the prophets.
是讲到摩西和先知书
and the Psalms.
还有诗篇
That is the word of God at that time.
就是当时神的话
And the word of God prophesied about the coming Messiah.
神的话也预言到弥赛亚的来临
You know our Lord Jesus after his resurrection
我们读当他升天之后复活之后
He explained to the disciples
他解释给门徒们听
From Moses and the prophets and the Psalms
就是讲摩西跟先知和诗篇
Because all these spoke of him
因为这一些都讲到他
So that composed the word of God
这些就包括了神的话
And the testimony of Jesus
那耶稣基督的见证呢
And the testimony of Jesus refers to that our Lord Jesus has come upon this earth.
乃是讲到我们的主耶稣临到世上
And he had accomplished the work of salvation.
他就完成了救恩的工作
He is Lord over all things.
他也是凡世上的主
Now you find the apostle John, he preached the word of God and he testified about Jesus.
那使徒约翰他就是传神的话还有为耶稣基督的见证
You find all the early apostles did that
所有早期的使徒们都是这么做
They will quote the Old Testament
他们讲的都是旧约
And they will use the word of the new Old Testament to prove to the people that Jesus is the Messiah
他们用旧约来向人证明耶稣就是弥赛亚
They preach Jesus Christ and him crucified
他们讲的传讲耶稣基督和他钉十字架
And because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus
因着神的道和耶稣基督的见证
John was exiled to the island of Patmos
约翰就被流放到拔摩岛
And he labored there among in the mine
他在矿场上做工
Now most likely on the Lord's day
就很有可能在主日的时候
he was free from labor，
他不必去劳动劳工。
And if we can visualize it，
我们如果能够想象的话，
we can imagine，
我们可以来一个想象。
When he had that free time，
他有了空闲。
You can imagine what he will do，
我们想象得到他在做什么。
Probably he will sit on a rock，
可能他就坐在石块上面。
And we will look across the Aegean Sea，
他就看到那个
from the Aegean Sea，
爱琴海。
He will look across the Aegean Sea，
他就从爱琴海上看过去。
To the continent there，
就看到那个一块陆地。
Because in clear day，
因为天气好的时候
，You can see the outline of the land across the sea，
你就会看到海过去那个。陆大陆的那个景象。
And where the seven churches of Asia were located，
那边就有小亚细亚七个教会在那。
You know his heart was still with God's people there，
你知道他的心还是跟神的子民同在。
Because before he was exiled, he ministered to his church，
因为他还没有被流放的时候，他就在那边侍奉。
He took care of the sheep there，
他在那边照顾那些羊。
But now he was on an island，
但现在他在荒岛上。
He could no longer shepherd the flock，
不再能够牧养这些人。
But his heart was still with them，
但心还是跟他们在一起。
So he must be looking across the sea，
所以他必定在看过海对面。
And he was thinking about the churches in Asia，
就是想念小亚细亚的教会。
He didn't know what happened to these people，
他不知道这些人怎么样了。
Who will take care of them？
谁能够照顾他们？
What were their conditions now？
他们现在有什么光景
？And as he was thinking about these things，
当他这么在想这些事的时候
，Suddenly he heard a voice，
突然有一个声音
，a loud voice like a trumpet voice，
好像一个吹号的声音。
And when he heard that voice，
当他听见了
，he turned back to look。At the voice，
他就翻过身来去看那个声音的来处。
You know, brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹，你晓得。
He was looking across the sea，
他本来看海过去。
He was looking at the seven churches in Asia，
看到亚细亚七个教会。
He was looking at them with his physical eye，
他是用眼睛来看这些。
He was thinking of them with his mind，
他头脑想念他们。
He was thinking of them in his heart，
他心里在纪念他们。
But the voice came from behind，
但是声音从背后来。
So he turned back，
然后他转过去。
In other words，
换句话
he was not looking at the physical conditions of the land，
他不是看那个地土的 物理上的这个光景。
He was not thinking of the physical state of the churches in Asia，
他不是想到小亚细亚教会物理上的光这个处境。
The voice turned him back，
那个声音把他拉转后面。
And show him a vision，
使他看到一个意象。
It is a heavenly vision，
一个属天的意象。
Now what did he see？
他看到了什么
？As he turned back，
他一翻过去
，he saw seven golden lampstands，
看到七个金灯台。
And in the midst of the seven golden lampstands，
在这七灯台的中间
，there was one like the Son of Man。Standing there，
就有一位好像人子站在那。
Now this is the Patmos vision，
这是拔摩意象。
The seven golden lampstands，
七个金灯台
，is explained to us，
乃是向我们解释。
Because the Bible tells us，
因为圣经告诉我们
，the mystery of the lampstands。
这个灯台的奥秘
is the seven churches in Asia，
就是小亚细亚这个教会。
So we do not need to try to find out what the lampstands represent，
所以我们不需要去找出灯台代表什么。
The lanterns represent the churches in Asia.
灯台就是小亚细亚七个教会。
There were seven churches in Asia.
因为那边有七个教会。
Now, as a matter of fact,
实际上说来
during that time, there were more than seven churches in Asia.
那时候小亚细亚有超过七个教会。
Because we find there is a church at Colossae.
因为也有一个哥罗西教会。
But there's a church in Hierapolis.
在这个另外一个地方。
And so you find actually there were more than seven churches in Asia.
所以是超过了七个。
But the Holy Spirit,picked out these seven churches.
但圣灵乃是选出这七个。
Because these seven churches,
因为这七个教会
represent the churches throughout the ages.
乃是代替了整个亚细亚的教会。
Now, every church is represented by a lantern.
每一个教会被一个灯台所代表。
The church in Ephesus.
以弗所教会。
Now Ephesus is a city in Asia.
以弗所是亚细亚一个城。
There in that city,
在那个城
there is the church of God.
就有一个神的教会。
And in that church, they have all God's people there.
在那个教会有神的子民。
But the church in Ephesus on earth,
但在地上的以弗所
represented in heaven before God as a golden lantern.
在神面前在天上乃是一个灯台所代表。
Now you have a church in Smyrna.
士美拿也有教会。
And yet before God it is represented by another golden lantern.
但是在神面前又是一个金灯台所代表。
And these seven churches in Asia,
在亚细亚七个教会
In the sight of God, they are seven golden lanterns.
在神看来是七个金灯台。
No matter what are the conditions of the seven churches in Asia.
不论在亚细亚七个教会他们的光景如何。
Before God, they are represented by seven golden lanterns.
在神面前都是七个金灯台所代表。
Now, we remember when Moses built the tabernacle.
我们记得摩西建造会幕的时候
you remember God commanded him to build the tabernacle.
神就命令他造会幕
and to build everything according to the pattern of the mount.
乃是照着山上所指示他的样式去造
and one of the vessels in the tabernacle is a golden lantern.
其中在会幕里面的器皿就是金灯台。
Now, if you read Exodus chapter 25,
若是你读出埃及记二十五章
or Exodus 37,
或者出埃及记三十七章
you find how this golden lantern was built.
你就看到灯台怎样被建造。
But in the tabernacle,
但在会帐幕里面
you find there is only one golden lantern.
只有一个金灯台
with seven branches.
有七枝
because it speaks of the unity.
因为这是讲到合一。
You know, seven is a perfect number.
七是一个完全的数目。
And these seven form one lantern.
这七个就形成了一个灯台。
So it speaks of the unity.
就讲到合一。
But here you find there are seven separate lanterns.
但这里有七个不同的金灯台。
Why? Because here it speaks of responsibility.
这边是讲到有本分。
Each church is directly responsible to the Lord.
每一个教会直接向主负责。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
What is the church?
教会是什么
Before God, the church is a lantern.
在神面前教会是个灯台
Now remember, the church is not the light.
记得教会不是光
The church is a light holder.
乃是持守之光
Because Christ is the light.
因为基督乃是光。
He said, I'm the light of the world.
他说我是世上的光。
But that light is being held up by the church.
但是那个光是被教会所提起来。
So remember, the church is not the end.
所以这个教会不是完结，是目的。
The church is a means to an end.
乃是一个凭借。
The church is a vessel.
乃是一个器皿。
It is a vessel that holds the light.
乃是用来把光照起来的器皿。
God permits Christ Jesus, the testimony of Jesus to the church.
神把耶稣基督的见证交托给教会。
And it is the responsibility of the church to hold the testimony of Jesus.
乃是教会的责任要把耶稣基督的见证照出来。
It is very interesting.
这很有意思。
Because when you notice all the different furniture in the tabernacle,
因为你若是注意在帐幕里面不同的这所有的家私，
you find that most of the furniture are made of wood.
那多数他们的器具都是用木头来造，
and overlaid with gold.
然后外面包金。
You know, in the holiest of all,
我们在十圣所里面，
you have the ark.
有这个月柜。
Ark is made of wood,
是用木造的。
But it is overlaid inside and outside with pure gold.
但里面外面都包了纯金。
The mercy seat is of pure gold.
但是这个施恩的这个座是金子纯金做的。
There is no wood in that mercy seat.
那这个施恩座没有木头。
Now when you come to the holy place,
你来到圣所，
you find the golden altar of incense.
你就看到这个金的金香台。
It is also made of wood,
也是木做的。
But overlaid with gold,
但是金来包住。
And you come to the golden table of showbread,
然后这个陈设饼的这个桌子。
It is also made of wood,
也是木头做的。
But overlaid with gold,
也是金包起来。
And yet you find it is very interesting,
但是你看到很有趣的，很有意思。
Because that lampstand is made of pure gold,
那个金灯台，那个灯台是完全用金来做。
There is no wood in it,
没有一点的木头。
Now you know, wood in the scripture represents human nature.
我们晓得木头在圣经是代表人的性情。
Gold represents the nature of God.
金是神的性情。
Now we will say,
我们会讲，
if the lampstand speaks of the church,
如果灯台是教会，
and then it should be made of wood,
必须是木头做的。
Because the church is composed of people like you and me,
因为教会是你我这些人形成的。
And thank God overlaid with gold,
但感谢神是用金来包着。
Now we will think that is what the church is,
我们以为教会应该是这样。
Now when you ask a person,
你问一个人，
what is the church,
教会是什么？
Now those who are ignorant,
那些无知的人，
oh, they will say, well, on a certain corner of the square, there is the church.
就是某一个角度，某一个角落有一个地方。
And in other words, it points to a building.
它是讲到建筑物。
So people say now, we go to church.
人家说我们去教会。
Now what do you mean by go to church?
你讲去教会什么意思？
You go to a building.
你是去一个建筑所。
And where the church meets.
那边有聚会。
And so we know that that is not the church.
我们知道那不是教会。
The building with stone or with wood or whatever is not the church.
那用石头木头做的那个建筑所不是教会。
And I think we know better.
我们更懂，应该懂的。
The church is not an organization.
这个教会也不是一个组织。
And we know that.
我们知道。
We know that the church is an organism.
我们知道教会呢是一个有生有机。
And it is composed of believers.
有机体呢是信徒所包括起来。
Not just people gathered together,
不是人聚合在一起，
but people who believe in the Lord Jesus,
乃是信耶稣的人。
And they gather together,
他们聚集。
Now that is the church,
这是教会。
Because the word church in Greek,
因为教
Call our people out.
神召出人来
And they gather together.
他们聚合起来
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名
Now we find this is the church.
这是教会
So in other words,
换句话说
The church is composed of people like we are tonight.
教会就是包括了像我们今晚这样的人
Then it should be wood.
那不他应该是木头
because we are all wood
因为我们都是人
and they overlay the gold
可能外面包金子
that should be the lampstand
必须是这样的灯台
but strange to say
但是很奇怪的
defining typology
在这种代表
一角 and we find that in reality
在实际上
in the eyes of God
在神的眼睛
the churchIs a golden lamp.
教会就是一个金灯台
There is no wood in it.
一点木头也没有
Now what does it mean?
这什么意思
It means that in the church.
意思就是在教会里
All that is of the old creation.
凡是在属于旧造的
All that belongs to Adam.
凡属亚当的
All that belongs to the flesh.
凡属肉体的
All that originally we were.
都是本来的
All these will be dealt with by the cross.
都要被十字架所对付
Cast off by the cross.
被十字架所除掉
And what remains is Christ and Christ alone.
剩下来基督单单基督
So it is golden.
就是金的
It is pure gold.
是金金
There is no wood in it.
一点木头的没有
Unfortunately.
很不幸
Today we find in the church man, man, man.
今天教会就是人人人
Man's idea
人的思想
Man's opinion
人的意见
Man's way
人的方法
Man's method
人的意思
Everything is just man
都是人
That is wood
都是木头
But in the sight of God
但神看来
What the church really is
教会实在是什么
Is none other but Christ himself
就是基督自己
That is the reason why in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
就是这样，哥林多第前书十二章里面。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
It says the body is one.
他说到身体是一个。
But there are many members.
他有几个肢体。
Even though the members are many.
虽然肢体众多。
But the body is one.
却只有一个身子。
Now notice.
注意。
What the Holy Spirit says.
圣灵怎么说
？So also is the Christ.
基督，那基督也是这样。
Now we will say, so also is the church.
我们也会，我们可能会说，教会也是这样。
Because the church is one body.
因为教会是一个身体。
With many members.
有许多的肢体。
And yet the Holy Spirit says, so also is the church.
但
是 the Christ.
圣灵说，基督也是这样。
Because the church is Christ himself.
因为教会就是基督自己
It is the extension of Christ
基督的生长
It is Christ in you, Christ in me
基督在你里面在我里面
That forms the church
就形成教会
So if you will forgive me
如果你赦免我
I will give you a simple formula
我给你一个简单的方程式
You know spiritual things can never be put into a formula
你晓得属灵的事不能拿方程式来做
Because if you put it into the formula it becomes mechanical
因为你放在方程式里面就变成一种机械
But for the sake of explanation
但是为做解释
Now let me try to explain it
我来尝试来解释
You forget the formula but you remain the explanation
你放弃方程式但是接受那个你来记得那
On this earth,
我们假设地上
or supposing Singapore,
或者新加坡
there are only three believers,
只有三个信徒
One is Peter,
一个彼得
One is Paul,
一个保罗
And one is John,
一个约翰
Now suppose in Singapore there are only three believers.
假设新加坡只有三个信徒。
Now what is the church in Singapore?
那新加坡教会是什么？
Well, the church in Singapore is made up of Peter, Paul, and John.
那新加坡教会就是彼得、保罗、约翰来形成。
Now these men are holy men.
这些是圣人。
These men are apostles.
是使徒。
They are the cream of believers.
那是这个信徒的精英。
Now surely, if the church is composed of these three men,
若是教会只是有包括这三个人，
Now that church will be a glorious church.
那就是一个荣耀的教会。
They will have no problem whatsoever.
里面一点问题也没有。
But is that true?
但真的吗？
You'll find Peter.
你看到彼得。
He always liked to be the first.
他一直要做头。
And you remember John?
我们记得约翰。
When our Lord Jesus was going to Jerusalem,
当我们的主上耶路撒冷。
All the disciples thought that the Lord was going to be crowned.
我们的门徒们以为主要去做王。
And you find John and James, they asked their mother to come and ask.
雅各、约翰就叫他的母亲来替他们求耶稣。
They want to sit on the right and the left of the Lord Jesus.
他们要坐耶稣的左右边。
And the other ten disciples were indignant about it.
那十个门徒就很生气。
Because everyone wants to have the top place.
因为每个都要坐高位。
You know, John is called a son of thunder.
那个约翰他是雷子。
When the thunder strikes.
因为雷响
It is terrifying.
就很可怕。
So you find Paul again is a very strong-willed person.
保罗也是一个很当地的一个很有主张的人。
You find that he even opposed Peter at the face.
他甚至当面来责备彼得。
He wasn't compromised in any way.
他一点都不投降。
Now if these three men form the church,
如果这三个人形成教会，
everyone wants to be the top.
每一个都要做头。
And you find the church will be broken into three churches.
教会就要分散成三个。
You have the Christian church,
一个彼得教会。
You have the Pauline church,
保罗教会。
You have the Johannes church,
一个约翰教会。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
you find what is the church?
你看到教会是什么？
The church is the Christ.In Peter.
主教会是基督在彼得里面
Plus the Christ in Paul.
加上基督在保罗里面
Plus the Christ in John.
加上基督在约翰里面
Equal to the church.
等于教会
Now is that correct?
这个是真的吗？对吗？
No.
不对。
Because that will mean the lampstand will be made of wood overlaid with gold.
那就是意味着那个灯台是木造的，只是用金子包上。
You find the man is still there.
人还在。
But fortunately overlaid with gold.
只是很幸运的包起金来。
So what will be the formula?
那真正的方程式是什么？
The formula will be this.
是这样的方程式。
The Christ in Peter minus Peter.
基督在彼得里面减去彼得。
Plus,The Christ in Paul minus Paul.
加上基督在保罗里面减去保罗。
Plus the Christ in John minus John.
加上基督在约翰里面减去约翰。
Now, it equals to the Christ.
然后等于那基督教会。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
before the Lord.
在主面前
The church is a golden lantern.
教会是一个金灯台
In the church there is nothing but Christ himself.
在教会里什么都没有只有基督自己
All that is man is crossed out by the cross.
所有属人的十字架都除掉
Only that which is Christ remains.
只有属于基督的存留
It is a golden lantern.
是金的灯台
You know the light. You do not put the light under the bushel.
我们晓得光不能藏在床底下。
You do not put the light under the couch.
你不能把这个光放在隐藏起来。放在床底下。
And you do not put the light in the secret place.
不能够放在一个隐秘的地方。
That you find in Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
这马太、路加、这个马可都有记载。
You know bushel? What is bushel?
你知道什么是棚？这个棚底下？
Under the bushel. Bushel is a measurement. Of
放在斗底下。
you measure the wheat or the grain with a bushel.
你用斗来量这个谷。
It means that the light cannot be put under the bushel.
就是光不能藏在斗底下。
Because the bushel will cover the light.
因为斗会把这个光遮盖起来。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
how Christ's light is covered by bushel today.
今天基督这个光怎么被斗所遮盖？
The anxieties of this life.
这个心生的忧虑。
What shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we be clothed with?
我们吃什么？我们喝什么？我们穿什么？
This is like a bushel.
这是斗。
And it covers the light.
把光遮盖了。
Because we are seeking after the things of this life.
因为我们追求今生的事。
Therefore, the light of Christ is hidden.
基督的生命就被遮盖了。
And what do you mean by the couch?
那这个床底下是什么意思？
The couch is a place where you lie down and relax.
床是你躺下来舒服一下。
In other words,
换句话，
if we seek for the ease of life,
如果我们只求生活的安舒适
then you'll find the light of Christ is being given.
那基督的生命就被遮盖。
Now you do not put a light in the secret place in the closet.
你也不能把光放在那个隐秘之处。
You have to put a light on the lamp.
你必须把灯把这个这放在把光放在灯台上。
And the church is the lamp.
这个教会就是灯台。
Now, if you will allow me to describe more,
如果你让我更多的形容，
you know, if you go back to Exodus chapter 25,
如果你回到出埃及记二十五章的话，
you know, how is this lampstand built?
这个灯台怎么样被造起来？
It is built of 1 talent of pure gold.
乃是用一个金金的一个一他连得的金金。
In other words, it is built of 1 piece of gold.
就是一块的金金来造。
Because that piece of gold represents our Lord Himself.
那一块金就是我们的主。
Represents the divine light.
代表神性。
And out of that piece of gold,
那一块的金里面，
the lampstand is built.
整个灯台就造起来。
Now how is it built?
怎么样造？
You'll find that it is beaten work.
乃是锤出来的。
You know, you do not melt the gold.
你不是把它融化。
And pour it into a mold.
把它倒在一个模子。
Then you can reproduce it everywhere.
然后你就再重新生产。
No, you'll find that the church is not built that way.
教会不是这样的。
You'll find it is the 1 piece of gold that is beaten.
乃是一块金子，一直锤，一直锤，一直锤。
We do not know how many that gold will suffer.
我们不晓得那块金子要被锤多少。
Until finally, a beautiful form of a lampstand appears.
乃是知道美丽的这个灯台的形象出现。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
you find that even though the Christ in us,
虽然我们基督在我们里面，
and the Christ in you,
基督在你里面，
that will build up the church,
来建造教会。
Not only our old man, ourselves needs to be beaten away,
不光我们的旧人，我们的自己需要被捶打。
Now this we understand,
这个我们明白。
You know our own opinion,
我们的自己的意见。
Our own feeling,
我们的感觉。
Our own practice,
我们的 我们的受法
our own wisdom,
我们的智慧
our own strength,
我们的力量
now all these things have to be beaten away,
这些都不需要捶打出去
this we understand,
我们明白这个
but even the life of Christ in each one of us,
这是我们基督在我们每一个人里面
also needs to be beaten,
也必须要被捶打
now it is still gold,
这是金金
why should the still gold be beaten,
为什么金金要被捶打
it is notfor the sake of beating off the refugees.
不是把渣滓拿来捶打
It is to be beaten into a form.
乃是要捶成一个形状
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
how we need to go through things together.
我们必须怎么样一起来经历 一起来经历
You know in the church,
在教会里
there will be problems
也有问题
now you cannot find a church that has no problem
你不能找到一个没有问题的教会
now thank God for problems
感谢主有问题
because when there are problems
因为有问题的话
then we will go through it together
我们就一起来经过
we are like the gold that is being beaten into form
就像一块金被击打捶打成形
and finally the lampstand comes into view
然后灯台就出现
So it is a beaten work.
这是捶打的工作。
And you find it is exquisite. It is beautiful.
并且很美的。
You find that there is the base.
有这个它的底。
And there is a fork.
有杆。
And if you read, say, 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
如果你读提摩太书第三章前书三章十五节
Now what is the church?
教会是什么
The house of God is the church of the living God
神的家是永生神的教会
It is the base and pillar of the truth
就是这些真理的注释和根基
So here you find
这边看到
The church has a base
教会有一个座
And it has a source.
有根
The church is the base and the pillar of the truth.
教会是真理的柱子和根基
And then you find there are seven branches. There are branches.
还有不同的枝条
And the branches are made of cups, knobs, and flowers.
这些有杏子，有花，有杯
The cup is it's like an almond.
这个杯是像杏子。
Yeah. Now, if you read Psalm, say Psalm 16.
你若是念诗篇16篇。
It says, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup.
说这个主耶和华说的产业是我杯中的份。
So we find the cup speaks of that which is.It is still in with.
这个杯就是倒满的。
And it is shaped like an almond.
样子像杏。
Because the almond flower is the first flower, that comes out after winter.
因为杏树它是冬天第一个出来的。
So it speaks of resurrection.
就讲到复活。
So you find the church is still with the resurrection life.Of the Lord Jesus.
所以教会是满了耶稣基督复活生命。
And then upon the cup there is a knot.
然后就有在杯上有球。
And the knot is a concentration of life.
球就是生命的精髓。
It speaks of life abundance.
就是丰盛的生命
and then out of the knot comes out the flower
然后就出现花
it is the beauty of the life of Christ
基督生命的美丽
there you'll find the fruit of the Holy Spirit
那边就有圣灵的果子
as you find in Galatians chapter 5
就是加拿太书第五章
so what is the church?
教会是什么
the church is a golden lampstand
教会是金灯台
and it isfull of the life of Christ
满有基督的生命
it manifests the beauty of Christ
把基督美丽显现出来
it holds up Christ as the light of the world
把基督举起来作为世上的光
that is what the church is before God
在神面前 教会是这样。
Now when you look at the church on earth today,
但你看今天地上的教会。
Now even when you look at the seven churches in Asia,
就是亚细亚七个教会。
You read chapter 2 and chapter 3 of Revelation.
启示录二章三章里面
you find that most of the churches need to repent.
多数教会都需要悔改。
The conditions are not very good.
他们光景不太好。
That is the condition you find in the churches on earth.
这是地上教会的光景。
And yet the churches before God.
但是在神面前的教会
it is a glorious church.
乃是荣耀的教会。
Now what measures the success and the failure of the church on earth?
地上教会成功失败是怎么样衡量？
You know, people today measure the success or the failure of the church by the number.
今天人以人数来衡量教会成就或者失败。
If you increase in great number,
如果人数很多
then the church is successful.
教会很成功。
If the number is small,
如果人数小
then the church fails.
教会失败。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
God measures the success and the failure of the church.
神是来量教会成功和失败
according to the golden lampstand before him
乃是根据他面前的金灯台
how close you are to the golden lampstand
你多亲近多靠近这个金灯台
how close you are to the thought of God concerning the church
你多接近神对于教会他的意思
How much in the church is truly Christ?
教会有多少成分是属于基督
That measures the success or the failure of the church on earth
就来衡量地上教会成功或者失败
But thank God
And 感谢主
You find that there are seven golden lampstands
你看到有七个金灯台
AndAt the front of the seven golden lampstands,
在这七根台前面
there was one like the Son of Man.
有一个好像人子
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
the seven golden lampstands form the background.
这七个金灯台是形成背景
And the one like the Son of Man is actually the center of the picture.
那好像人子的实际上是那个图画的中心点。
What God wants us to see is to see the center.
神要我们看中心。
And the church is just the background, the circumstance.
教会只是周围的背景。
It tries to push forth to make Christ more prominent.
乃是更显明基督出来。
You know when you are doing a painting,
你在画图画。
And you need to paint the background.
你先要涂它的背景。
But the thought of the painter is not the background.
但画家不是注重背景。
He uses the background to try to make the thing that he wants you to see more prominent.
他只是把背景衬托出那个你要看的更加显明。
So never make the church the foreground.
所以不要把教会作为前面
The church is only a background.
它只是背后
Is it hidden?
隐藏的
In a sense
可以说
And it is to make Christ more manifest
乃是把基督更显明出来
So here you'll find he saw one like the Son of Man
所以他看到一个好像人子
Now why does the Bible say like Son of Man.
为什么圣经说好像人子
We know he is the Son of Man.
我们晓得他就是那个人子
As well as the Son of God.
就是那个神子
But at that time,
那个时候
When John saw the Lord,
约翰看见主
He saw the Lord in a very different manner.
他是很不同的情景之下
You know, John knew the Lord very well.
约翰非常小的主
He even leaned upon the breast of the Lord
他甚至靠近主的胸上
He knew the Lord so well
他非常认识主
And he was so close to the Lord
非常亲近主
And yet when he saw in that Patmos vision
但他在巴摩的印象中看到主
He saw the Lord in a different light
是在不同的光下来看到他。
He saw the Lord as like the Son of Man.
看到他好像人子。
Why?
为什么
？Because he saw the risen Lord.
因为看到的是复活的主。
He saw the Lord in heaven.
看到天上的主。
He saw the Lord as the great high priest.
看到大祭司的主。
You know, as our Lord was risen and ascended to heaven.
你知道我们的主复活升天以后。
He was anointed by God the Father.
乃是父神恩膏他。
And God anointed him as the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
神乃是叫做麦基洗德。来招他为大祭司。
So here you find the risen Lord in the glory of the great high priest.
所以这里复活的主乃是以大祭司的荣耀出现。
When our Lord was on earth, he was the apostle sent by God.
当我们的主在地上乃是神所差遣的使徒。
But now he is in heaven, he is the anointed great high priest.Of the church.
但现在在天上呢，是教会乃是所恩高的、所高的教会的大祭司。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，What is our Lord doing today?
今天我们主在做什么
？You find that he is walking among the seven churches.
他是行走在七个金灯台中间。
He is like the high priest who is tending the lampstand.
他好像大祭司在那边来照顾这个金灯台。
He is looking after the light of the seven golden lampstand.
那是来照顾这七个金灯台。
If you see that the light is getting dim,
他的光如果暗了。
Then he'll pour more oil into it.
就倒油，倒更多的油。
So here you find he was attending the lantern.
他在那边去照顾这些金灯台。
Trying to restore the testimony of Jesus in these churches.
就是要在教会里面要尝试恢复耶稣基督的见证。
Because by the description of the Son of God,
因为照着来形容这个人子。
We know that he is there as the great high priest.
我们晓得他在那边乃是做大祭司。
Because his garments reach to the ground.
他穿长衣就垂到地上。
You know that is the garment of the high priest.
就是大祭司的衣裳。
And garment speaks of righteousness.
衣就是义。
He is full of righteousness.
他是充满着义。
He is the righteous one.
他是义者。
Our advocate before the Father.
我们父神面前的中保。
And then you find he has a golden girdle.Across his breast.
然后胸间束着金带。
You know, you usually girdle across your waist.
我们通常是腰里面来绑带。
Because in the Orient, you find people wear flowing garments.
因为在东方人的衣是比留下的。
So when you want to work, you gird it up.
然后要工作就把它绑起来。
But here you find it is a golden girdle across his breast.
但是这里是胸间有一个金带。
Breast speaks of love and sympathy.
胸是同情之爱。
He is full of divine love and sympathy towards us.
他对我们蛮有神的爱，蛮有同情。
He never gives us up.
他永远不会放弃我们。
And you find his hair is white as wool.
他的头发洁白好像白羊毛。
It speaks of wisdom.
就是智慧。
He is full of wisdom.
满有智慧。
And you find his eyes as a flame of fire.
他的眼目如同火焰。
He is full of discernment.
就是什么都看到。
And people look at the appearance.
人看外面
but he looked into our very heart.
而且看到我们里面的心。
And his feet like fine brass are burning in a furnace.
脚好像炉中锻炼光明的铜。
Feet speak of judgment.
脚是审判。
He is full of judgment.
他是满有审判。
What he sees, he judges.
他看见的他就审判。
And his voice is the voice of many waters.
他声音如同众水的声音。
He speaks of full of power. 蛮有能力
and in his right hand seven stars
右手有七个星
in other words he holds the messengers of the church is responsible
他就是把要教会的信差遣的要负责任
and right hand speaks of support
右手是支持
he will supply those who are responsible spiritually responsible for the church with grace
他乃是用恩典来供应那些负责的在教会上有负责的
and out of his mouth I stop to a sword going forth
在他口中发出一把两刃的利剑
in other words his words are full of authority
他的话是蛮有权柄
and his countenance as the sun shines in his house
面貌好像烈日放光
it speaks of his inner beauty
乃是里面的美内在美
if you are healthy you have rosy cheeks
因为你健康你的这个眼下是红嫩
and so it speaks of his inner beauty full of beauty
蛮有蛮内在的
brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹
thank God we have a great high priest
感谢神我们有一个大祭司
and not only for each one of us individually
不光是为着我们每个人
he intercedes for us
他为我们代求
and he is able to save us to the uttermost
他救我们就救到底
but thank God he is also the great high priest of the church
感谢神他也是众教会的大祭司
and he is there trying to recover the church to its original glory
他乃是恢复教会到原来的荣耀
as our Lord Jesus never gives any one of us up
我们的主从来没有放弃我们任何一个人
So our Lord never gives us his church
他也从来不放弃教会
He is there doing the work of recovery
他是在那边做恢复的工作
And he is calling those who overcome
他在呼召得胜者
Under different circumstances
在不同的情况之下
There will be people
也会有人
who will respond to the Lord
要响应他的呼召
But the Lord has revealed himself to them
神主怎样让他们启示
They are not disobedient to the heavenly vision
他们不会违背那个天上的意象
And these are the overcomers
这些是得胜者
And through the overcomers
借助这些得胜者
The Lord is going to get his glorious church
神主就会得到他荣耀的教会
to be the lamb bride of the lamb
作为这羔羊的心腹
so this is the testimony
这就是巴摩岛的意象
it is the consummation of the heavenly vision
乃是属天意象的呈现
so may the Lord have mercy upon us
但愿神怜悯我们
that in spite of what we see on earth
我们看到地上虽然是这个光景
may we see what God has before him
但愿我们看到神在他面前所看到
的 This is our faith
这就是我们的信心
This will enable us to press on towards the goal
这就使我们能够继续向前向中标杆自跑
Let us pray
让我们祷告
Dear Heavenly Father we want to thank thee
我们亲爱的天父我们感谢你
Even though man may fail
人会失败
and men always fail
人通常就是失败
but Lord thou never fail
但主你从来没有失败
how we praise and thank thee
我们感谢赞美你
that once thou hast apprehended us
你抓住了我们
thou will never let us go
你就不再让我们离开
but thou will continue to recover us to what thou has destined us to be
你就会恢复我们到你原来的旨意里面
It is all thy work.
这都是你做的。
It is all of grace.
都是满有恩典。
How we praise and thank thee that thou hast never given us up.
我们感谢你，因为你从来不放弃我们。
Not only individually.
不光我们个人。
But even together.
就是在一起。
So Lord, once again.
所以主再一次。
We humble ourselves before thee.
我们在你面前谦卑下。
And allow thee to work in us.
我们让你在我们里面做工
until thy work is done，
直到你做成了工。
Thy purpose is fulfilled，
你的旨意成就。
And Christ is glorified，
基督得到荣耀。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus，
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen。